Welcome to Doing Good Things for Kids, a show featuring the staff, faculty, and students of the Northfield School District who are doing important work building the future of our city, our community, and our society. Here is your host, the Superintendent of Northfield Public Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman.
Good morning. Welcome to the Doing Good Things for Kids podcast. This is a Northfield Public Schools and KYMN radio production where we interview high-performance staff members from the Northfield Public Schools, and I'm so thrilled today to have one of our all-star leaders in the district joining us, Aaron Bailey. Aaron is the Director of Community Education here at Northfield and is really an inspirational leader on many fronts. So, Aaron, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
So, we have several questions that we are talking with members of our Northfield School District community really about their focus on public education in general, what motivated them to be part of public education, and a few other questions. So are you ready to get started?
I am ready.
So Aaron, why don't you tell us a little bit first about how long you've been with the district and just the roles that you've had over the last couple of decades?
Sure. So I've been with the district 20 and a half years, so I'm in my 20th year with Northfield Public Schools. I was hired in 2004 as the recreation coordinator in the community education department, so I have been fortunate to have spent all 20 years in the community education department. And I was the recreation coordinator for the first 8 years and then transitioned into being the director of community education. So in that role, overseeing essentially the programs that happen outside of the K-12 school day. And then I also serve as the building administrator at the Northfield Community Education Center, which is a fabulous facility that houses a number of our community education programs.
And we are so lucky to have you working in the Northfield schools. And I love origin stories, right? I love to hear the pathways that people took to get to where they are today. So when you think back, Aaron, what first inspired you to pursue a career in education?
Sure. So I don't know that it was that I pursued a career in education as so much as grew into a career in education. With starting out as the recreation coordinator 20 years ago allowed me to have this great experience and be introduced to Northfield Public Schools, but it wasn't that I had necessarily had a background in education. And so being introduced to Northfield Public Schools, working in the community education department gave me this broader experience of what happens throughout the district. And I really came to appreciate the areas that community ed can plug into that and how it supports everyone from birth all the way till death, and that we can find spots for everyone in this community to plug into. So once I had kind of had those first couple of years of having that experience, that did drive me to go back and pursue my master's and my director of community education licensure, and decide that while maybe not having pursued that as an undergraduate, that would be the path I would follow and lead me into education.
You know, we hear that story from so many people who find their way to education. I think when we think about a school district, we often, you know, first appropriately so, think about the teachers. In almost every district, teachers are the largest group of employees. But there's also so many other employees who contribute to public education, community ed being one of those. And so I love to hear how people came from non-education fields into public education and then why they stay. So when you think about your time in Northfield Public Schools working in community education, stories are powerful. So can you share with us a specific moment or experience that reaffirmed your love for community education?
Mm-hmm. So I feel fortunate to get a lot of these experiences frequently.
And you can tell us more than one.
Sure. I think one of the ones I would highlight, having moved in to the Northfield Community Education Center, there has been this great opportunity to give tours of this building. So people have seen this building either as Greenville Park Elementary as students or as staff or as community members, but to be able to have people back in the building and see what it is now as more of an early childhood center that also has adult basic education and a food shelf and some of our community partners. I like seeing people's faces when they're wowed by what this looks like in this building and the breadth of what is happening out of there as a community education facility. And specifically, a couple weeks ago, I was fortunate enough to tour a group of high school students through the building. And Some of them were your had been students when it was Greenville Park Elementary. But I think for them to be able to see what happens in that building and also to see that, you know, early childhood is part of the district's work and those students are part of the district. And then also to have, there was a number of students that left that day that reached out afterward about opportunities to either work with kids, young children in a child care center or in our school age care program, or just ways that they could connect to be part of that. And I think I'm inspired by those moments of where people get a better understanding of what community education is and then want to know how they can be part of it.
Always affirming when you have people who come and see you and say, hey, I'd like to know more. I'd like to be involved in a different way. That's pretty awesome. What a great experience. And again, having visited visiting the NCEC regularly, I get to see those experiences that you're talking about. It is one of the most joyful places in Northfield. And what a great opportunity you have to make a difference for those families every day.
I would agree. And if anybody ever wants to come visit the facility and you haven't had a chance to see it since the remodel, we'd be happy to give you a tour.
So, Erin, you know that in our school district, we are laser focused on our vision. You know, our vision to prepare every student for lifelong success by developing critical thinkers who are curious and ready to engage in our society. How does that vision drive your work with our youngest learners and families at Northfield Public Schools?
Fortunately, through the work with community education, we get to see families at the start of their experience with the school district, whether that would be through ECFE, which is Early Childhood Family Education, or preschool. So I think we are on the front end of that lifelong continuum, right? And so we are able to be the first contact for a lot of families with the district. And I think the belief that we have in community education and certainly at the Northfield Community Education Center, that the experiences children have during their first 5 years and the people who care and educate them during that time play an important role in shaping the rest of their child's K-12 education really drives the work that we see in that lifelong learning continuum and really drives the work that we want to see through the rest of their K-12 career. So why we certainly, through community education, plug in at that start and help with that launch, we then continue to always look for the ways we're going to plug in throughout that K-12 career, whether it would be in school-age care or through community school, the middle school youth center, any youth recreation or enrichment class, all the way up through the adult youth and adult enrichment and recreation classes.
So I really appreciate that insightful thought about the district's vision. It really does drive everything. And I'm going to just push it a little bit further because you really spoke about the adult community enrichment programs. I've had a chance to visit the adult basic education programs that are also housed at the Northfield Community Education Center, and specifically had an opportunity to sit in on English classes for adults who are immigrants to our country. And so I think sometimes when we think about preparing everyone for lifelong success, every student, we think of the kids, you know, in that pre-K-12 sphere, but the magic that is happening for our friends and neighbors who are learning English is pretty special. So I'm going to pair that with you also are focused on lifelong learning for the residents of our 178 square mile school district. So when you think about the ways that you serve all of the residents that we have beyond that K-12, what do you hope, focusing a little bit on that adult basic education, specifically that English program, what do you hope that our residents get out of community education?
Sure. I think there's lots of, to what you're pointing out, there's lots of hopes that we have. But I think we certainly want through community education that all residents of the district feel a connection to the district. We do put out a brochure 3 times a year that not only has the offerings that we are providing, but also gives you some updates on what's happening in the district as well. And so I think that's certainly a way we want through community education for people to feel connected to the district. We also want them to have access to facilities. One of the missions of community education is to get residents into district facilities. And so we want to make sure that through, whether it is by signing up for a class or going through a permit with a sports association or some outside group, that you do have access to the district's facilities and have a chance to see what work is happening there. And then of course we want to have opportunities for lifelong learning, whether that is signing up for a class that is in one of our community education brochures, whether it is enrolling in an adult basic education class or attending any of those other programs that we put out. We want people to not only be aware of the great work that the district is doing, but also have the opportunity to experience it.
That's awesome. That's great. So not on the question list, what's your all-time favorite community education class that you've offered? What are some of your favorites that you've offered?
Okay, so I'm the top couple. Lightsaber dueling has been one of my all-time favorite classes. This was offered when I was a recreation coordinator, so we're talking over 12 years ago. At that time, it was offered in the Longfellow School Gym, which is now the district office and ALC facility. And so it was that gym is perfect. It's a smaller size gym. And so it was led by two Northfield area residents, and it was essentially kind of choreographed lightsaber action. And so really fun, always filled, was a great opportunity. And it would always end with the lights being turned off and the lightsabers turned on a kind of a choreographed little performance at the end. And it was outstanding.
Yeah, you know that's among my top favorites. But there's just such a variety. I mean, through the recreation program, we offered some rugby recently.
Yeah.
And you know, then you think about people who are coming in talking about how to write a will, or some of the cooking classes that we've offered. There really is something for everyone in community education.
That is true, and we try to tailor it to what we hear that the community needs are, and so. We always survey people who attend our classes. And one of the last questions on the survey is there anything else you'd like to see community education offer? Because that is, part of the way that we've generated new ideas, because, people come to us with great ideas and opportunities. And I think it's, you know, trends change and new things pop up. And so then we try to be reactive to those items as well.
So working in public schools is a vocation, right? I always think of vocation as a job with a higher purpose. And to be able to continue that for a long time, you need to take care of yourself as a professional. So how do you, Aaron, continue to nurture your passion for education? And what advice would you give to other educators looking to stay inspired?
Sure. Well, I don't think I would be super successful in community education if I myself wasn't a lifelong learner. I think as it being part of the mission of community education, that is part of what drives me to, you know, whether that's different professional development opportunities, whether that's taking a community ed class myself, but just to continuing to be a lifelong learner and, you know, look for ways to grow and continue to learn new things. I also think collaborating with peers has always helped me continue to nurture my passion. I on a daily basis get to collaborate with the great staff at the Northfield Community Education Center and a lot of other people through the district, and they continue to do that. And I think staying curious, the ability to kind of always think about things from lots of perspectives, think about other ways of doing things, allows you to continue to feel like things are fresh, even if they feels like it might have been the 100th time you've tackled that, but it allows for that to happen. And I think lastly, I would say engaging with students. I think anytime I can walk into the Northfield Community Education Center or any of our out-of-school time programs or any community ed class and see happy, engaged kids, most of the time, it really fills my bucket. And so I think that opportunity always, which is there on a daily basis, is also another way to nurture my passion for education. And if I would help to give advice about how other educators looking to stay inspired, I think I would say to celebrate the small wins. The big wins are always celebrated and celebrated publicly and recognized. And I think you have to decide that every day there's going to be some small wins, and that those are also equally important and help fill your bucket in moving things forward on a day-to-day basis.
And, you know, we know gratitude is something that is so essential to remaining inspired. And, you know, oftentimes we're looking for the gratitude in those home runs, if you will. But truly, there's a lot of gratitude that you can use to inspire yourself on a daily basis if you just open your eyes and look around for the very simple things. And having been in your building, I've experienced some of those. You know, a student who makes a very small piece of progress, mm-hmm. either, you know, just in their physical development or their cognitive development, their language skills. There is a lot of reasons to celebrate every single day in your building. And it's not a very well-kept secret that my favorite classroom in the district is in Aaron's building, the infant room. And if you want to talk about being inspired, there's nothing better than stopping in and seeing those babies. That will inspire you to do good work. So Aaron, I also know just that you're involved in the Minnesota Community Education Association. So how does connecting with peers in other districts, you talked about peers within the district, how does connecting with peers in other districts inspire you? Yeah.
So the Minnesota Community Education Association is an association for all people who work in the field of community education. And so it's great to have colleagues to connect to. Community education looks different in every district because it is the purpose is to meet the needs of the community that you're in. So while it's not does not look exactly the same in each district, it is good to have colleagues that are, you know, doing similar work. We're not a department necessarily full of the same position. And so the Minnesota Community Education Association allows you to have some peers if you're a coordinator in the department or the director where there's one of those positions in the district. And they regularly hold job-alike opportunities for people to come together. There's an annual conference and other opportunities. But I think it does give a network for all of us in community education who have potentially a slightly different role in education than what is typically probably thought of as the more traditional roles.
Yeah, connecting with people both inside the district and outside mm-hmm. the district is so essential in our mantra of continuous improvement, right? When we can learn from other districts as to how they've solved some of the same problems that we face, it really helps everybody in the end. So I personally appreciate your dedication to MCEA because I know it's really given the school district a lot of benefits and a lot of great ideas that we've taken, added, and then of course put a little Northfield spin on it, right, to make it just even a little bit better.
True. It's always, you know, you learn about things that are happening in other communities that are really great ideas, and you can bring those to your communities in the best way that they fit. And so I think that's another opportunity just to have continuous improvement in your district and also offer new opportunities at the same time.
So, Aaron, the last question that we have for today is really about Northfield School District, Northfield Public Schools, as an employer. And so we aim to be able to hire excellent employees like yourself to do good things for kids. And so when you think about working for Northfield Public Schools, why do you love working for the district?
So while I love working for the district, I'm happy to be on this podcast, and I am surrounded by people doing good things for kids every day, whether that's in the building that I work in or whether I'm walking into another building. I see it every day, and that drives my love for working for Northfield Public Schools and working in education because it is so throughout this district the feeling that the people are driven by knowing that they're doing good things for kids.
As it should be. Aaron, thanks for being our second guest on the Doing Good Things for Kids podcast. This is Matt Hillman. I'm the superintendent of schools here in Northfield, and we thank you for joining us. We are very fortunate to have an amazing and talented group of staff, students, and an amazing supportive community. We couldn't do it what we do without that. And so I was really pleased to have Aaron Bailey, who is a leader that I tremendously respect. Aaron is on top of things. She follows through. She has a vision for what we can be, not what we are now. So we are lucky to have you, Aaron. Thanks for joining us today. And join us next month. We are the fourth Monday of every month. So we will have another episode in December. Thanks to Rich Larson and the crew at KYMN Radio for supporting us on this program. So thanks, and have a great rest of your Northfield day.